Welcome to Masechet Shabbos, Perek Gimel, Mishnah Vav, Chapter 3, Mishnah 6. Just a small introduction, this is the first Mishnah so far that we will be having in the entire Masechet Shabbos that talks about a concept called Muktzah. Muktzah is a rabbinic prohibition. The word Muktzah actually literally means that it's separated, and it was something that was not prepared for a permissible usage on Shabbos, and therefore it is prohibited to move that particular item on Shabbos itself. So, for example, if a person has a hammer, and a hammer is not something that's used for a Shabbos type of usage, therefore that would be prohibited for a person to move because that's muktzah. Now, there may be permissible ways to move a hammer, but that's a larger discussion. This Mishnah will just focus on one or two of the categories of the classifications of muktzah. So the Mishnah begins, Einos nikli tachas haner. You're not allowed to put a vessel, some type of receptacle, underneath the ner. A ner in those days was of a vessel that had inside of it oil. It also had a wick. And the Mishnah says you're not allowed to put a vessel underneath the actual lamp itself. L'kabobos Hashem. And why would a person do it there? So because he would try to catch any of the oil that may be dripping from the ner. Now the reason that that's prohibited is because the oil is mukta, because it was already set aside to be used for a prohibited task, which is for the oil to fuel the light that's burning, and therefore it cannot be used. Now, when it drips out of the vessel, out of its own lamp, so the vessel that catches that oil also gets the status of the mukta, of the prohibited, and it comes out that you can't move that additional vessel, the one that's catching the lamp. And the law is that you're not allowed to make something mukta on Shabbos. If you have a kli, you have a vessel that has a permitted usage, you cannot turn it and make it into a prohibited usage. Therefore, the halacha is that it's aser. The reason that you're not allowed to do that, that's called aser levatol b'Shabbos kli me'echano. You're not allowed to take a permissible vessel and turn it into something prohibited. Some say that that's considered like soser, destroying something. Some say that it's like considered like bona, like constructing, because it's as if you made it stay in that spot, at least halachically, regardless of what it's prohibited. If let's say the person put the plate underneath the lamp already on Erev Shabbos, on Friday before Shabbos, mutter, then it's prohibited and we're not concerned that maybe after the oil falls in, the fellow may come to move that plate. However, it's prohibited to use that oil, because that is not considered something that was prepared for Shabbos, that's something that's muktzah. Next classification, says the Mishnah, metaltalin ner chadash, a person may move a brand new lamp that was never used. It doesn't have oil in it, it doesn't have a wick inside of it, since it can be used for a permissible type of task. I don't know, you can use it as a paperweight or something like that. Therefore, it's mutl to use it on Shabbos, permissible to use it on Shabbos. Avalo yashan, you're not allowed to move an old lamp because the lamps in those days were earthenware. And once they were used, they became kind of disgusting and people would not use them for regular functions. And that's called mukta machmas miyuth, or prohibited to be used because it's something which is repulsive or disgusting. Reb Shimon says, "Kol haneris metaltlin. A person may move any lamp on Shabbos, chutz min haner hadolik b'Shabbos, except for one that's actually burning, because maybe you'll extinguish it by moving it, or the Gemara also says because it itself is considered a secondary or an object that's holding something that's muksha, which is the actual flame itself. Nos dinkli tachas haner. One may place a vessel underneath a lamp, even on Shabbos, lekabel nitzotzos." To catch the spark so that a fire doesn't start. Because we say that sparks are not considered like a davar sheyesh bo mamash, they're not considered like something that has substance to it. They come and they go, and therefore it's permitted to do that. V'lo yitein l'tocho mayim, however, it is prohibited to put water inside of that bottom vessel that catches the sparks. You're not even allowed to do that from before Shabbos, b'nei shul mechabe, because it comes out that you're extinguishing those sparks, even though they're going to go up by themselves, but they're going out quicker because of you. Wishing you a wonderful day and an amazing and very successful week.